Investing Today with Bob Rodenberger at Stockman's. Looks like we had another really big week. So, Bob, tell us how it went.
Casey started out. Yeah, I mean, we go back compared to a year ago, and we're still having some big runs. Cow runs have come down, but still bigger than a year ago. Still seeing a lot of open, just normal killing cows. We did see the market on the feeder cattle soften up this week. And I think a lot of that's basically due to up north. We've got some, cold weather, getting snow, people just slowing down, not taking any cattle in right now. So that, it slows up the demand a little bit. I mean, we still got a market that's considerably higher than a year ago, but it would be from $5 to $8 cheaper than it was the week before. You know, in general, we still got a very positive livestock market.
How are you seeing our prices here in Oklahoma really compared to other auctions around the states?
Well, right now we're seeing the Southern Plains markets be as good as it is up north. I mean, 3 to 5 weeks ago, of course, the northern cattle were bringing a large premium to ours, except for our premium cattle. I mean, our, crossbred cattle, our three-way cross cattle will be running a discount, but they're running a discount to our cattle here. But right now we're seeing them coming out of the, up in the central part of the United States, coming down buying these Southern Plains cattle. And on the front end of them, it's kind of a steady money right now. Casey, it gets back. We're seeing the market, like I've told you in the past. I've seen this thing change more in the last 5 years than I've seen in the whole 40 years I've been on the stockyards or in the livestock business, and it's all premium based. The demand is on the premium beef, whether not the general public, but the top 20% is buying the premium beef, and they're willing to give whatever. So that's what, is driving this front end market. Something that was unusual, and I don't know whether it was just a case by case scenario, but I go to Sam's once a month, whether I want to or not with my wife, but I always go by the meat counter. And Sam's they're selling choice meat and they're selling prime meat. This week, normally they've got, half their counter will be beef. Then they've got the other half will be pork. This week, they only had like four or five packages, two steaks to the package of T-bones. The rest of it was short ribs and roast. I don't know what that is, but I cannot believe it. Just kind of shocked me that Sam's didn't have any more steaks in their counter than that. And that may just be a one store scenario, because there's stores all over Oklahoma City. But that shock, I've never seen that before.
Do you feel like packers are kind of slowing down slaughter right now to try to improve those cutout values and margins?
Oh, they always do. I mean, it's a poker game. I mean, they're going to play the game until we show our hand or we got them short killed, then here they come. I mean, it's not a straightforward supply. I mean, it is a supply and demand, but they're going to do what they do to try to keep their costs down. They're operating in the red. We want to talk about the packer being the monster. And I mean, yeah, there's four of them, and they work the market. But if they've got a profit and they need the cattle, they're going to go against each other just like we think they go against us. But if you look at what the different price in beef is in different stores, you tell me why you go from Crest, and I'm using names here, probably shouldn't, but Sam's or Crest, there won't be a lot of difference in Crest. It's Oklahoma-owned, grocery store chain. And then you go to Homeland, a national, there can be from $5 to $10 a pound different in the same quality of steak.
Right, and I think everybody's kind of mad about that.
Well, the retailer is, I mean, he's not giving us our part of the share either. So, I mean, from the beginning till we make feeders, we got a lot of producers that feed their own cattle. From that point on, there is a huge gap. And just putting it simple, the order buyer on the back end from the packer to the meat salesman, and the meat salesman, he don't own it 10 minutes, and he goes to the retailer, and if he's getting from $3 to $10 spread, I mean, that's as much as a lot of us make on the whole animal. Well, so, I mean, it's not just the packer that's the culprit here.
Right, and I don't know how many folks that you've talked to, but it seems to me that a lot more people that I know are buying beef from directly from the farmers now.
Yes, they are. the thing that's come a reality check is what one of these whole beefs cost. If you've got a true fat steer that's weighing 1400 and he's been on full grain for, you know, 180, 200 days, and time you pay your processing, about all they want is a quarter of a beef.
Right. Or that's probably all they can fit in their freezer too.
Well, too. And then the out-of-pocket cost is, they didn't think about $3,000 for a whole beef or a half a beef.
Right.
And I mean, that's what those people have in them time they get them processed.
Sure. Well, you kind of mentioned that this is kind of a normal January, but we've had a couple of big runs. Do you expect this to go on throughout the rest of the month?
Casey, I mean, as far as our end of it, of course, we work on total numbers coming through an auction. I mean, some point in time, it's got to slow down, and it will. We're seeing, like, I sold cattle this week for customers out of the Binger area and you know, right there in central Oklahoma, that's coming off short wheat. They're coming in 30 to 45 days earlier. Normally they'd be late February, March cattle, and they're coming in the first week of January. I will tell you this, the gains have been good. Even if they didn't have good wheat, you know, where we run one calf to two acres, they're running one calf to maybe 7 acres, total gains coming off early anyway. Of course, they got to get a rain to make a wheat crop, but the gains have still been fairly decent. Some of them are just carried them into this year, and they normally are March or May cattle, and they're coming with them early. So we've got to be pulling cattle in somewhere between this Monday and the first Monday in May. We're going to wake up with way less cattle.
Well, we'll just wait for the ball to drop. Bob, if folks want to get in touch with you at Stockman's, how do they reach you guys?
Just give us a call, 1-800-926-9696. Ask for Greg Griffith, Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, myself, Ray Hutchison. We'll be all more than glad to answer your questions.